me how, tell me how you're able to keep your nerves in check when you're not leading after like 120.
Yeah, I kind of feel like that's my strategy. It's been my go-to for a while now, so I'm not giving up on it yet. Yeah, you know, I thought I want to take my 100 out a little bit faster, so I'm happy with where I was at the 100, and then I still feel like I have a lot more for tomorrow.
And going 207 in a semi, you got to feel happy about
that. Yeah, I'm definitely pumped with that, but I think that I can do better, so.
So when you talk about going out faster at 100, you know, is there like a specific time goal, or is it just like a feel?
You know, not really, just more of a feel. I've done a lot more, especially since January, moving out there with David, is my strength has been definitely a very high goal of mine. So I spent a lot more time in the weight room than I ever had before, so I feel like that's going to give me some good speed for tomorrow.
Maybe getting a little bit of a sprint.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm trying. I finally broke a minute in the 100, so I'm like, woo, sprint group, here I come. Wishful thinking.
Well, you know. You'll never get away from
that. No, never. It's okay, though. It's okay.
Okay, good luck in the final.
Thanks, and giggle. Thank you.